from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida, it's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It's a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Lana, good morning to you. Did you stay up for the game last night?
I watched right after Rihanna's halftime performance.
You were out?
I was out.
You were out.
Okay. I was out. So I didn't even know who won the game until like 5 minutes ago. I was like, oh, congratulations, Chiefs.
Yes. Kevin, did you stay up for the whole thing?
I did. I did too. When the Hail Mary hit the ground, I turned the TV off.
Right.
Really great game.
True.
I thought it was one of the better Super Bowls, back and forth, a lot of scoring. I mean, 73 points.
I know.
I mean, what more can you ask for? I thought it was a really good game.
I think the money line or the over-under was like 50-something, so they destroyed
that.
Yeah,
they did.
Speaking of bets, coming up at 7:45, we need to review our prop bets that we made and see who won the most out of us three. So that will happen at 7:45. Lana at 6:35, a couple things I need to talk to you about.
Oh, boy.
Just how you affected my weekend.
Me?
And I never even saw you.
I'm like, I didn't see you.
I know. You'll enjoy this. Let me just put it that way.
Okay.
This is very lighthearted, but you'll enjoy that you affected my weekend in a certain way. Okay. Oh. So we'll talk about that.
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, first time this weekend, I went to Legoland. One of my girlfriend's daughters, it was her birthday, turned nine.
Fun.
So we went out to Legoland and kind of beat the weather before it got a little bit, you know, cold and a little overcast. And
good times?
Yeah, it was good. Kristen and her other daughter do not like to ride roller coasters, so I was in. And the thing that I do every time is I pretend that I've passed out on the ride when you get to the camera part where they take your picture.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
So we were just having fun. Like, all right, what face do you want to make on this one?
That's
what, you
know.
What it does is the people behind you who are also getting their picture taken with the same picture as yours, they go, what's going on to the guy in front of us? So it's a good time. So Legoland's a really cool place. Have you been out there, Kevin?
I've actually not.
Dude, you are the Lego master.
And I know. We've never been.
I can't tell you how many dads had Lego Master shirts on out there.
It's the best.
Really?
And this is right up your alley, man.
It's a great show. It's coming back again.
Yeah, it's coming back again.
Season 4.
You and Jake got to get out there, dude.
We love it.
You would love that.
I know.
It would be great. All right, very cool. Big concert announcement, 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Another one. That's right. Another one you're going to like. Another big artist. 8 o'clock, we'll give you a concert announcement, and then 8:20, we'll give you tickets to that show. So be ready for that.
It's a big one.
It is a big one.
It's a big one.
See the day going. Your cruise news is coming up for you in 6 minutes on 99.5 QIK. Here is Luke Combs, The Kind of Love We Make. We're rolling on a Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that? Well, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and if you're still looking for some Valentine's dinner plans, Yelp has come up with the most romantic restaurants in Florida. Now, a lot of them are in Miami Beach and St. Augustine all over, but the one that made it here in Tampa comes in at 9 on the list, Yaman in Tampa.
Yaman!
Number 9. Also, Olivia in Tampa came in at number 17, and Ciro's in Tampa? Is that how you pronounce it? C-I-R-O-S. Ciro's in Tampa also came up on the list.
Obviously, you and I go a lot.
Mm-hmm. were based largely on the volume of user-generated reviews mentioning words like romantic, date night, and Valentine for some of those businesses. So just a couple of places you can check out if I could pronounce them. Florida is home to some of the major theme parks, and the busiest in the entire country is Universal. Universal is the busiest in the entire country. And in just 2 years, Universal Orlando is going to have its own Super Nintendo World. This is slated to open in the summer of 2025. Orlando Super Nintendo World will open with 3 rides, including Mario Kart and a Donkey Kong-inspired coaster, as well as interactive power-up band activities. It is going to be the largest Super Nintendo park in the world when it opens up in 2 years.
I feel like somebody on the show might dig that.
Yeah,
maybe
me.
Somebody.
Yeah, I would.
Can't
100%.
Figure out quite who. Big Storm Brewery opened its brand new Ybor location this past weekend. That is located right there on 7th Avenue. It's an 11,000 square foot tap room and restaurant. And it's feature its first ever storm cellar to showcase all of the liquors. Big Storm Brewery also has locations in Clearwater, Odessa, Cape Coral, and Orlando. It is chilly this morning, but we are going to bring lots of sunshine. sunshine today, but highs only reaching in the mid to upper 60s. No rain expected today, but unfortunately, here we go again. It's going to be great this week and then rain again on Friday.
Come on.
I know. It's always the way it is. That is your cruise news.
I appreciate it. Coming back with Secret Celebrity. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
That's right. We are hooking you with a $50 gift card to Ford's Garage, where you can enjoy limited edition comfort food like the Filler Up Philly Cheeseburger, the warm spinach artichoke dip, and blackened chicken pasta skillet. $50 gift card to Ford's Garage. But tell us first, who is this Secret Celebrity?
That guy was going to slay that last night at the Super Bowl.
Amazing. I saw so many people posting all over social media how the performance was just breathtaking.
Yes. Crushed it. Yeah, absolutely. There was no starting over after he started that one.
No. And I think rumor has it after he got done singing that, he went back and did a shot of Tennessee whiskey.
Got to.
Yeah, I hope he left his parachute for Rihanna because she was way up in the air.
Well, they're both millionaires.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think she's actually a billionaire.
She is. So
you should probably just leave and get out of here, JR.
Okay.
Man, that was cold.
Well, I am a traveler, so I can move around. Kevin?
I said that was cold before.
Oh, gotcha. I'm sorry, man. Here we go.
You didn't hear me.
I apologize. All right, here's our secret celebrity. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, Tanya's in Tampa right now playing Secret Celebrity with us. Tanya, good morning to you. Who is our secret celebrity?
Chris Stapleton.
You know it, Chris Stapleton.
Oh my gosh, I try every morning. I cannot believe this.
You nailed it. You got it right. Chris Stapleton. Now, awesome. What song was that?
Tennessee Whiskey. Well, exactly, the national anthem.
She's a Tennessee Whiskey. Sorry. Yes, it was the national anthem. That was a trick question. Congratulations. You just got a $50 gift card to Ford's Garage.
Great. Thank you.
You got it. Hang on for me. We'll get you all taken care of, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right, there's a reason that Lana affected my entire weekend, and I didn't even see her. I'm going to tell you why next under Dierks Bentley's new one, Gold, on QYK. Dierks Bentley, Gold, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Obviously, big game last night, Super Bowl. Chiefs win it over the Eagles. But on Friday, Lana did a little song parody for everybody. And it was not about the Super Bowl. It was about the Puppy Bowl. Okay.
Yes, it was.
If you missed it.
Yeah, I kind of want to adopt another dog. Oh, I really like the one on Team Fluff. He's black and white and has a really long tail. I think I'm going to name him Dale. All of me is going to watch the Puppy Bowl. Better than the Eagles getting out of control. Although I will miss the product information, I'd rather watch a young puppy Dalmatian. I ain't even gonna fight. It's already been decided. Puppies versus the NFL players. All of me is watching the Puppy Bowl instead. But maybe a little bit of Stapleton, too.
Hey! Amazing. It was an amazing performance on Friday. It was unreal. Point. If you heard it in there, she said she was pulling for Team Fluff. Team Fluff won.
Like, I know.
It was huge. And their team captain, Majesty, who is a corgi, is from Florida. So we should have known that they were going to have the edge there. So.
Two of them are from St. Pete, too. Two of those were from St. Pete.
So you did watch it.
Yeah.
All of you watched it.
All of me.
So that was a great thing. Well, what affected me all weekend was I made the mistake of showing that video to my girlfriend's kids.
Oh, yeah.
One time we were driving in the car, listening to QYK, Half of Me by Thomas Rhett and Riley Green came on. We never heard the lyrics to that. We heard the lyrics to All of Me by Lana.
All right, girl.
house.
And then they would walk around the house, and then Jenna, one of her daughters, put on dog ears and began to sing it as well. Yes. After I showed the picture of you wearing that fur blanket that has the dog hood on it. So all I heard was Lana's song this weekend. Now, two things here. One, very annoying. Two.
What are you talking about? It was a great song.
That's what I was about to give you props for. Two, must have been pretty catchy if people were singing it after, like, first hear.
I'm telling you.
I was trying to listen to QIK. They're like, can you put the podcast back on so we can hear Lana's song?
All right.
And we drove by the Legoland, like I told you, so that's an hour and 10 minutes. Over and over.
All I want to do is watch the puppy bowl. I was like, instead, man,
I've witnessed this, and now I'm hearing it nonstop. But it was very, very good. Did you watch the puppy bowl?
Yeah, we watched the puppy bowl a little bit. Yeah,
it was great.
So great, great show. So I watched more of the puppy bowl than I did the Super Bowl. So.
I like their halftime show performer. Furana.
Furana.
Furiana. Furana.
That was great.
Oh, that's so great. Well, I'm so excited that, you know, I see this song. It's running up the charts. It's like number one downloaded and number one stream song in Tampa. Beat out all of Morgan Wallen's songs.
Yeah, look out, Morgan. Yeah. Lana's here.
The puppy bowl.
Unbelievable. But yeah, that was my weekend. It was just like, yeah, we're going to play it again. Yeah, we'll play it. Yeah, okay, yeah, you can hear it again. Oh, you're going to dress up like a dog this time. Okay, cool. Yeah, you can hear it again. even at the Super Bowl party we went to.
Yay!
Forget Rihanna. It was all about the puppy bowl. So.
Yeah, it was all about the puppy bowl.
Well, you really have a great influence on the community. I just want to say.
If you want me to do an encore performance, I mean...
Oh, careful. Careful what you wish for. All right. Very cool. We got a big concert announcement for you at 8 o'clock. It is not Lana.
Mm-mm.
It is not Lana, but it should be. 8 a.m. big concert announcement. We'll get you tickets to that coming up at 8:20. But next, got to honor a son of two retired Marines for Military Monday. And we'll have a car line fun fact. Hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew want to honor and thank those who protect and serve our country. Time now for Military Monday on 99.5 QYK.
All right, for Military Monday, we got Christine on the phone who is honoring her husband. Good morning, Christine. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning.
So we want to talk about your husband, Matthew. Tell us how he serves our country.
So he's been in the military since he was 18. I didn't meet him until a few years after. And we've moved several places already. We have two kids together. And through deployments and overnight watches and just all sorts of stuff, I mean, he comes home and acts as if we are still his number one priority. He's been an amazing dad, an amazing husband. He's just all around just such an amazing person. I'm just so grateful for him and everything that he does, not only for our family, but for this country.
Let me ask you this. He's in the Marines. What's his rank there?
He's a staff sergeant right now. He should be getting promoted this year. So we're really excited about that.
Love it.
Nice. I love that. What are some of the things when he is home and you guys get to spend some time together? What are some of the things that you love to do?
So our youngest son is autistic, and he is obsessed with the water. So we are always going to the pools and going to the beaches together. Last summer, my husband took my son on a special Father-Son Day to one of the water parks here in Florida. They love skateboarding. My husband taught my older son how to skateboard, so they all go to the skate parks together and ride skateboards. And
we got a skateboarding Marine?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that.
I think a lot of women out there might be wondering if Matt has a brother, maybe a single one. He sounds awesome.
He does. He actually does. He's got two brothers. One's younger and one's a little bit older, but they do not live here.
Now, he actually is a son of two retired Marines. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. His mom and his dad were both in the Marine Corps as well.
Wow. A lot of pride in that family when it comes to serving our country. That is remarkable. Well, listen, first of all, it was great to learn a little bit about your family. Also, it was great to be able to honor your husband, Matthew. Please pass our love on to him. And we'd love to do this.
I will.
I want to give you a $100 Visa gift card from Stingray Chevrolet. It's a small way for us to say thank you to you, because we know that you sacrifice a lot as well. And we are so appreciative of Matthew.
Thank you so much. You guys are wonderful. I love listening to you guys every day.
Aw.
Well, we appreciate that. Hang on for me, and thank you again for what you do as well.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Well, we love hearing those stories. We want to hear more of them. If you want to nominate someone for First Responder Friday or Military Monday, just jump on 995QYK.com. Coming up, your car line fun fact.
Well, it's a car line, fun fact, fun fact.
Only one pro football team has been playing since the 1800s without taking a single season off. I want to know if Kevin knows who this is.
I'm going to say the Green Bay Packers.
That is incorrect.
Ooh.
The Arizona Cardinals. Believe it or not, they were founded in Chicago in 1898. They have been playing ever since.
I like it.
Wow. Look at that.
I like it.
Constant.
Like it.
Look at you spilling the sporting facts. I like it, Lana.
Oh, yeah. I got one more for you.
Here we go.
Before he joined up with Guns N' Roses, Slash, the guitarist from Guns N' Roses, auditioned to be in Poison, but he got rejected.
Whoa.
You're just not going to cut it.
Come on, right. Brett Michaels. What happened there?
Sorry, buddy.
They said no. So then Slash ended up going up to Guns N' Roses and being one of the biggest of all time.
Yeah, I think that was the right move.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It paid off. There's your Carline fun fact.
We got a brand new 7:15 second date update for you coming up next after Carrie Underwood, Church Bells. Thanks for having us on. We're Tampa Bay's morning crew on 99.5 QYK.
Time now for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise 7:15 second date update.
All right, let's kick the week off right now with a brand new 7:15 second date update. We got Kelsey on the phone. Good morning, Kelsey. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, we are doing great. We're excited to hear about this date you went on. I think his name's Brian, right?
Yeah, his name is Brian.
All right, tell us how you guys met. Give us a rundown here.
So modern American love story. We met on Hinge. We got to talking. I honestly have had little to no luck with online dating, and so I was kind of over it, but I decided to give him a chance. He seemed like sweet, and he was a nice guy. He picked me up. We went to the Wine Exchange. Do you know the Wine Exchange?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. We talked. We got along really well. On the way home, we were talking, we were flirting, we were holding hands. Like, it was really good. And he dropped me off. And after, I thought, wow, there was a lot of chemistry there, you know? And I texted him the next day, just said, oh, thanks again for everything. And he replied, yep.
Ooh, boy.
Like, that was his whole...
Did he do the thumb up emoji, too? Because I hate that.
No, it was just yep.
Didn't know you hated that, Lana. I won't do that anymore to you. I apologize. Okay. So you just got a yep. Did you try to reach out anymore after that? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was weird. And then I think it was 2 days later, I texted him again, just, hey, how you doing? You know, just checking in. And I haven't heard back.
Okay. Well, obviously, there was some chemistry, like you said, because you're holding hands on the way home. Did an awkward conversation come up on the way home that might have, you know, made things turn the wrong way? I mean, any awkward goodbyes, anything like that?
No.
All right. Well, if you can't think of anything, let's go ahead and try to give Brian a call, okay?
Okay, yeah, thank you.
All right, hang on. All right, so Kelsey has reached out to us today about her date with Brian. They went to the Wine Exchange.
Very cool place in Hyde Park Village.
All right.
So, love that place.
So, went well. They were holding hands on the way home. He drove her and took her home, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they were holding hands, being a little flirty on the way home.
Nothing she said that was talked about that shouldn't have been talked about. She has really no idea why. And she kind of opened up the conversation with has a hard time finding dates and stuff and finding good guys. So
online, yeah.
Online. So she was kind of excited about this one. So,
well, let's try to call Brian right now and see if we can get him on the phone.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, is this Brian?
Sure.
Well, I hope it is. Brian, this is actually JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, man, we want to see if we could talk to you for a few minutes, actually on the air, about a woman who is really into you and had a lot of nice things to say about you. Would that be cool if we just talked to you for a couple minutes?
Seriously?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Man. Sure, I guess. I listen to you guys all the time. I think I never expected to get a call like this.
Well, we're talking about this girl, Kelsey, you went on a date with. I guess you guys met online on Hinge, and then you guys went to the Wine Exchange, had a great time there. And then I would usually ask you if something happened at the Wine Exchange, but what's interesting about this is she told us on the way home, you guys were real flirty, you guys were holding hands as you drove her home, and then you've just kind of disappeared on her, and I believe she reached out and said, thanks for taking me out, or let's hang out again, or something like that. And you just replied, yep, and kind of gave her a short answer on that. So she's a little confused on what happened or why there's some disinterest now on your part. So can you tell us what's going on?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we know. Does that sound accurate?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just strange that she reached out to you guys. About this, seeing as how I'm, you know, not on her level or whatever.
Not on her level? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, who said that?
Oh, she did, a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah. When I dropped her off, I could tell, you know, she was pretty drunk. Like, she was off, and I was really happy that I'd driven her back, you know, because, like, she was the kind of girl who gets really torn up on a first date, and,
wow!
But, yeah.
What a praising review on your part there, Brian.
Yeah, you know, classy. So, you know, I wanted to make sure she got home okay. Get her home, you know, while we're in the car before she gets there. She kind of turns to me. She's like, you know, you're really great, but I just wish you looked more like your picture.
Oh.
I guess referring to your online profile. Is that what she's talking about?
I would assume so. I mean, maybe she Facebook stalked me. Maybe she, I don't know, broke into my house and looked at old baby pictures. But all I know is that I got this drunk chick in my car. And I'm like, what? And she's like, oh, it'd be so cool if you just, like, looked more like your pictures or whatever. And, like, I mean, it's not like you're not cute, but just, like, your pictures were, like, really great. And I just wish you looked more like them.
How do you respond to something like that?
Well, I can tell you how I responded to something like this. I stopped talking to her.
Yeah, they got her answer when it comes to Brian on that one. I mean, because she was saying that you guys were flirty and holding hands and all that. So that's kind of how, that was like the last thing she said to you when you dropped her off?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, man, I'd be offended too. No doubt about it. Brian, we actually have Kelsey on the phone. Yes. And I want to bring her back on because that would be a clear reason why you wouldn't get back to somebody. Give me a second here. Kelsey.
Hi.
I mean, that's pretty brutal if you said that.
Yeah, I don't think I said that.
She did.
Do you remember saying that?
No.
I really don't think I said it. And, I mean, come on, I think you're a cute guy. Like, that's why I'm pursuing you. So I don't think I would have said that.
Well, I mean, you did, and you can't remember because you got, you know, wasted on a first date, which is, you know, in a whole other red flag on itself. But, yeah, no, you looked me right in the face and basically just kept going on about how, you know, you expected me to be more than I was, but you were okay with what you got. And that's just not really nice.
Honestly, I really don't think that I would have said that.
But, Kelsey, if you had a few drinks, do you think maybe you might not remember?
I'm sorry if that is something I said. I don't know, maybe, like, I obviously had one too many glasses of wine, I guess, but I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, and I don't know why I would have said that, because I think you do pretty much look just like your pictures. And
you do pretty much?
I do want to see you again, because you were so sweet and nice, and I loved your personality and everything, and, you know, that's why I'm doing this, so.
Yeah, I don't really like your personality. I mean, first date, you got wasted, then insulted me, And now apparently you're having radio people stalk me and having me talk about this whole thing on the radio.
We're not that bad.
I've never been called a stalker before.
Yeah.
Except for what, one time. Keith Urban.
Kelsey, I guess, I mean, I kind of get what he's saying, obviously. If he got insulted, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I guess I'll just leave this up to you. If you want to go out with him again, I think you got to kind of plead your case right now.
Well, I mean, he's like angry. I don't usually get this response from guys. I don't really understand, like, why you wouldn't want to see me again, because I said that I'm sorry. So I kind of feel we should move on, you know, and just give this a shot.
No, I'm good.
I knew it was coming.
All right.
Yeah, people should be able to control themselves on a first date.
Well, Kelsey, now you know what happened, and now you know why Brian's not getting back to you. Brian, thank you for coming on with us, man. We're sorry to bother you this morning. We do appreciate your time, and I wish you both luck.
I'm sorry you bothered me, too, but, you know, here we are.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Yeah, you can't. No. Get all boozed up on a first date and start saying things you don't remember. I mean, that's just, come on, that's brutal.
Yeah, and you don't say that.
And she said, oh, I don't think I ever said that. But then as the call went on, she was like, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think she remembered.
The confidence level of her not saying that kind of went down quite a bit.
She had way too much to drink on the first date.
Yeah.
Don't go to a wine bar because, that's dangerous.
All right, let's hear what you guys think about this. Let us know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. We want your thoughts on this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, Kelsey and Brian not going back out for the 7:15 second date update. Kelsey dropped a very interesting comment at the end of the date because they were flirty. They went to the wine exchange, and apparently she had a few too many drinks because what she said at the end of the date, I think, didn't sit well with Brian.
Well, yeah, she told him that she wished he looked more like his pictures and kind of that he wasn't as attractive as enough as his pictures were. So.
And Brian was like, all right, well, you completely insulted me. I have no interest in going back out with you.
Right.
I'm going to get your responses right now. Casey, what do you think?
Yeah, so I actually totally agree with Kelsey.
Okay.
I can understand where the guy was upset if she said that he didn't look like his pictures, because that can definitely be insulting. But I don't think that it's inappropriate to maybe get a little too drunk on a first date.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like maybe she was just having a really good time and felt relaxed around him.
And then drops that on him, and do you think he had a right to be offended?
Yes, he did, but at the same time, she did apologize and reached out to him as best she could to get a hold of him and tell him that she was sorry and that she didn't mean to offend him and really liked him.
Okay.
So I think you should give her another chance.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay. I appreciate you calling, Casey.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
Not
That's
at all.
The other side of the coin right there for sure. But I do think that Brian had a right to be upset about things. And I just don't think it's the best look to be overindulge on a first date.
No, I you got to kind of maintain. I mean, you enjoy yourself and maybe have a glass or two to relax, but when it starts becoming more, then you need to go to water.
Or you don't remember what you're saying.
Right.
That's another one. All right, if you missed it, it's going to be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. Well, we made some Super Bowl prop bets. We got to find out who won. That's 6 minutes away on 995 QYK. Morgan Wallen, Thought You Should Know, 995-QYK. It went down last night, Super Bowl. Over 100 million people watched it. A lot of people betted on it. Obviously, if it's legal where you're at to bet on it. We made some prop bets on Friday. Myself, Lana, Kevin, we all threw $1,000 in.
No, we did not.
No, but prop bets are the weird ones. Like, you bet on the coin toss, you bet on how long the national anthem was. And so we all made our predictions, and we're going to see who won right now. All right. The first bet we made was the length of the national anthem. Would it be over 2 minutes and 5 seconds or under? The safe bet was over. That's where most of the money was on, because it's a real bet that happens. Well, instead of 2 minutes and 5 seconds, it was 2 minutes and 1 second.
All right. Look at that.
Lana, you said over.
I did. So did Kevin.
Kevin said over.
Yep.
JR said under. That means I won that bet, which I never win bets on this show, so that's pretty shocking that I won.
Wait a minute. You won?
Yeah, because it was under.
It was under 205.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it was 205.
It was 201. It was the actual time. We'll go to Hard Rock and see how it goes. All right. What will the coin toss be? Heads or tails? Lana, you went with tails. Kevin, you went with heads. I also went with tails. It was tails.
Tails never fails, as tails you said on tails. Friday. Yeah.
All right, JR, 2-1-0.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. Will the first score be a touchdown or a field goal? Lana said field goal. Kevin said touchdown. I said field goal. The answer was touchdown.
Yep. It was a run by the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Kevin wins that one. Touchdown. Yep. All right. The color of the Gatorade at the end of the game, which would be poured on the winning coach. It was poured on Andy Reid. Lana said blue. Kevin said orange. I said red. It was actually purple. None of us guessed it.
Closest purple to the color is blue.
No, that's not how it... That's
how
not
do you know it was purple? It probably looked... You're probably like colorblind.
I actually looked at the picture and the video is 100% purple.
Yeah, and that's what paid off, too, in Vegas. So, to wrap things up for the prop bets, JR got two, Kevin got one, Lana got one. I finally won something on the show.
Look at this.
What do I get?
Nothing. We didn't bet anything.
One time we didn't bet anything. I won. Well, I'll just keep this
sheet. Well, congratulations.
With me. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Bet zero money on it, and it won me zero money, so that was great. But I love these. I love that they do these, and that they're real bets that you can bet on. So, yeah, there you go. Done. All right, so here's a giant concert announcement happening at 8 o'clock.
This is giant.
Big. Cannot wait to tell you who's going to be here, who's coming with this person. It's locked and loaded, and it's stacked. It's a stacked lineup. I'll tell you about it at 8 o'clock. Here's Blake Shelton, Honeybee on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. We said we had a giant concert announcement for you, and it's time to tell you who is coming back to Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Jason Aldean. Country.
Is coming back to town.
There we go.
Let's go.
Very excited for this. Lana, run me down the details and who's coming with Jason Aldean.
All right. The tour is called the Highway Desperado Tour. He will be at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater on October 28th.
Ooh, okay.
And check out who he is bringing with him. He will have Mitchell Tenpenny.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And he will have Corey Kent.
Ooh.
New country artist as things wild as her. And then, of course, his buddy DJ Silver
will
also be there doing some spinning in between the shows. So Jason Aldean, Mitchell Tenpenny, Corey Kent. Tickets for this show will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. So if you're looking for a Valentine's gift, maybe you want to say, hey, coming this Friday, I'm going to get you some tickets to Jason Aldean.
Here's an IOU.
A little IOU if you're like running late and you haven't done anything yet. And of course, we will be giving them away all this week at 8:20. Here's how you win those. You got to listen to the Music Minute.
Mm-hmm.
I do the Music Minute right around this time every single day. Listen to that. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. You got to get them all right in order to win the tickets to Jason Aldean. It's very, very easy.
All right, excited for that, all right? So that Music Minute that Lana was just talking about coming up in two songs. Right now, Jason Aldean, Crazy Town on 99.5 QYK, and he's coming to town October 28th.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
All right, make sure you're listening to this because we are going to test you on the Music Minute coming up at 8:20 for your Jason Aldean tickets that we just announced. That concert is coming to town October 28th. Lana, what's in the Music Minute?
All right, well, congratulations to Kane Brown and his wife, Caitlin. Their duet, Thank God, hits number one. So congratulations to them. This has been done one other time before. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill did it with their song, It's Your Love, back in 1997. That was number one on Billboard's Country Airplay charts. So they're the second couple in history to do that. Blake Shelton over the weekend was in Arizona, played a private party for some very rich and famous people. And he brought his wife along to the event. He does take her out with him quite a bit. And since she doesn't really have anything major going on, you know, he's going to be here in a couple of weeks. Ooh. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you may see Gwen Stefani at the Amalie Arena on March 3rd. You just don't know. Yeah, that'd be awesome. So, obviously, if you missed it yesterday, you missed probably one of the best performances ever, hands down. Chris Stapleton sang the national anthem. It was just him and his guitar, and I will add, no hat on Chris Stapleton.
Yes, that was the first thing I noticed. Did you see there was a commercial beforehand where he's kind of walking out to the field and he takes his hat off?
Yeah.
And then when you see him live, he doesn't have his hat on.
He didn't have it on. I was like, ooh,
it was like
look
a whole setup. And I was like, and the commercial was for Ram, which he's a sponsor of. I was like, man, this was so well done from start to finish.
Absolutely.
It was awesome.
Listen to this performance. And only time he has ever sang the national anthem. He said the only time I'll ever do it is at the Super Bowl, and well, finally got his chance. People were crying.
The head coach of the Eagles,
tearing.
I mean, it was streaming down his face.
I mean, if that didn't bring the hairs on your arms to stand up,
I mean, right now.
I know it's so good, an amazing performance. I think we're going to hopefully that the NFL and all the football people will take a look and be like, you know what, maybe we really do need to look into country a little bit more. So
Roger Goodell, what are we doing?
Speaking of big country artists, Morgan Wallen's new album, One Thing at a Time. It's all over the charts, and it doesn't even come out until March 3rd.
What does he have, like 10 songs out
from
it right now?
According to Billboard, he already has he has 10 hits from it on the Hot Country Songs chart. Don't Think Jesus, Thought You Should Know, and Last Night are just a few. He has 10 songs from an album that's not even out yet.
His record label is probably like, what are we doing? Like, hey, can you just hold off a little bit? Can you just hold off? We're trying to build some excitement. He's like, nope, here you go.
Here you go. All right, and Sam Hunt dropped a new song. This one was called Walmart. He dropped this on Friday. This is a song about how he has an encounter with his ex's mom and her daughter at a Walmart, and how it is helping him with closure. Take a listen.
That's loaded.
I realize that everything happens for a reason. Losing your love ain't the end of the world. I saw your mama at Walmart with your little girl. Your little girl. Your little girl.
All right, well, you never know what you're going to see at Walmart.
All right, so I guess you can really sing about anything. It is Sam Hunt, so that's the new single from Sam Hunt. All right, that wraps up your Music Minute. Hopefully you're listening, because we're going to have a chance to give you some Jason Aldean tickets here in about 10 minutes.
Let's do it. We made the announcement. Jason Aldean coming to town to the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater October 28th with Mitchell Tenpenny and Corey Kent. Very excited for this show. So we're going to give away tickets before you can even buy them. First tickets in Tampa Bay right now. Caller 9, you are going to play a game where we test you on the Music Minute. We just did it less than 10 minutes ago. So hopefully you were listening, because we're going to ask you 3 questions from it. You got to get all 3 right. So caller 9, you're playing right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Good luck. A man is in Land O'Lakes right now trying to win the first pair of Jason Aldean tickets in Tampa Bay. We just had our Music Minute, Amanda. We are going to test you on that Music Minute. If you get all three questions right, you're going to Jason Aldean, okay?
Okay.
Lana, what's the first question?
Well, Kane Brown and Caitlin, his wife, scored their first number one with their song, Thank God. They are the second couple to do this. What is the name of the first couple to score a number one?
Tim McGraw and Mike Hill.
There you go. Yes.
All right. Off to a good start.
Off to a hot start here. All right. Next question, Amanda.
Chris Stapleton sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl yesterday. Did he or did he not have a hat on?
Oh, my God. I watched it.
Think about the national anthem.
He did not.
He did not.
He did not have a hat on.
You don't wear a hat during the national anthem? Come on now. All right, here we go. Last one. You get this. You're going to Jason Aldean. Here we go.
All right, we heard a brand new song from Sam Hunt about seeing his ex's mother and her daughter at a store. What store were they shopping at?
Walmart.
That's right. Walmart. Rolling back prices, baby. All right. Hey, listen. You got tickets to see Jason Aldean, Mitchell Timpani, and Corey Kent October 28th, Amanda. Congrats.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
There Yay. You go. Hang on for me. Get you all taken care of, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We're going to have more of those tickets tomorrow morning at 8:20 for you. Excited to see him October 28th. It's going to be great. So tomorrow, more tickets for Jason Aldean, 8:20. Got to talk about the halftime show last night. We'll do it in 6 minutes on 99.5 QYK. Brett Young, you didn't. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. All right, so last night's halftime show, Rihanna, obviously. And if you're not a fan of Rihanna, then you probably did not like the halftime show yesterday. And
yeah, she's got a lot of big hits, though, that you probably
know.
Yeah,
she had like 30-something to choose from. And then she did 13 songs. Obviously, not the whole 17 songs? 17 songs, but just samples of all of them.
She did?
Like just,
yeah, oh, wow.
Just little ones each in there.
A couple of songs I didn't know.
But the other thing is, I thought, in my opinion, just from a performance standpoint, I thought it was really good. Now, she may have been lip singing. Remember, they don't get paid to do this. So she was lip singing. But the way she was like suspended in the air and all her dancers got picked up in there, mm-hmm. that was really cool looking on TV. I'm sure it looked pretty awesome in person.
Yeah.
But those halftime shows are not made for people in the stadium. They're made to look good on TV.
Television, right.
And I thought it was kind of a simple yet cool setup.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and she kept saying that she may have a surprise guest. And we found out during the performance, she was rubbing her belly. She is pregnant with her second child. She has a baby bump. You can see it clearly.
Absolutely.
Because I kept asking myself, why is she wearing that frumpy jacket? I mean, because usually the stars get up there and they have these elaborate outfits on or they're these sexy, glittery. And I thought, what is she wearing that thing for? And then she kept going back up on that platform, and I was like, okay, she's strapping herself. Yeah. Obviously, that's why she's got on that big kind of frumpy jacket,
probably hiding like a harness or something like that.
Hiding the you could see it sometimes. She was doing that, and then all of a sudden, she's pregnant. She's hiding her. She's trying to attach herself so she doesn't fall. I get it. Why she's wearing all these clothes now? Because, she wanted to be safe. It was all about being safe. So,
we got some calls right now. Hey, were you a fan of the show last night?
I thought it was really good, especially compared to some of the more recent ones.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought that she kept it semi-simple, other than she was 100 feet in the air, mm-hmm. but just kept it simple, didn't try to do too much, and do we think she was pregnant? We have you confirmed that?
She is pregnant. She did confirm.
Hey, she's pregnant, and she did a halftime show. Yeah. I give her all the credit in the world, right?
Yes.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Yeah. Yeah, so that part, and then also, did that remind you, her outfit remind you of anything in the front of it? You know, kind of like where her chest was? Does that remind you of any other outfit? Think back to it. Britney Spears in the Toxic video.
Oh,
I was singing that the whole time in my head. I was like, that's kind of a throwback of that red cat suit that she was wearing.
And
I was like, that's kind of cool. And then I saw people on Facebook going, listen, it's Rihanna. If you didn't know, Rihanna was someone who sings about things that maybe aren't appropriate for everybody, and you thought her dancers were going to be super appropriate and not be doing that. A lot of people went on Facebook, I can't believe our children are seeing this and all that.
What?
I go back to, hey, that's on you. You should do some research on what your kids are going to see as far as when it comes to Rihanna. I mean, that's just what it is.
Go back to the Super Bowl with J-Lo and Shakira.
Or how about Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson? Yeah, that was we saw a lot on that one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, The Weeknd, it's always a little bit weird when you get into that genre. It's always a little bit weird, like when we had the Super Bowl here, The Weeknd was like the Phantom of the Opera for half the thing. It was crazy. So I don't know. I think people get a little hyped up about that. I mean, it's never going to be a G-rated show. Just letting you know.
I just thought it was really cool that she didn't really have, I mean, besides the platforms going up and down, which was very cool, but she just had dancers.
And the fireworks outside.
And the fireworks. Yeah, I mean, that was really all, and it was still, I thought it wasn't one of the best, obviously, but I thought it was very good. So, and with what she was working with, and she, you know, we found out she's pregnant. I mean,
that was cool.
That's a lot to ask a woman. She still went through it, so.
All right, so give me, Lana, I want right now. We have three artists collaborating, right? Three artists collaborating that are in country music. Who you going with? Who are you picking for a country halftime show?
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
Okay, Carrie Underwood.
With Morgan Wallen.
Oh, okay.
And I would also throw in maybe Luke Bryan up there too. Those three.
Luke Bryan. Okay, that's pretty cool. What are you going with, Kev?
I like the first two that Lana picked, Carrie and Morgan Wallen, but I put Luke Combs in there.
Yeah.
He knows how to do a halftime show.
Yeah.
And if you throw those two people, Carrie's showmanship, we just saw her. She is so good on stage. Her stage presence is unbelievable. And I just think the star power of those other two would be just a perfect combination of three different types of country music stylings.
Yeah, I think they're all great. I think the lead-in would be, for as far as a marketing standpoint, the lead-in would be like, you guys heard what Stapleton did with the national anthem. Ooh. You want to see what he's like in a full show? Because I think a lot of people discovered Stapleton last night. Like, who is this long-haired, bearded son of a gun? Because he is awesome. So I think that might be a cool lead-in for them for the halftime show.
Or you do Stapleton and Justin Timberlake.
Which has happened at the CMAs before. That was pretty cool.
Start that off and then venture.
Just bring everybody.
Just everybody.
Hey, Nashville, come on out.
I mean, the Super Bowl in Nashville.
Ooh, okay, cool. One of these points is probably going to be there at some point. Anyway.
Might be.
All right, here we go. We're coming back. We're going to go commercial-free. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 25-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
Celebrating his 13-year wedding anniversary today!
Yep. It's today.
Kevin Ebel.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Kevin Ebel has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, we announced it a little over an hour ago. Jason Aldean is coming back to Tampa. He is going to be at the Amphitheater on October the 28th. We will have tickets all this week at 8:20. Make sure you're paying attention to the Music Minute, which is at 8:10. We will ask you three questions about it. It's not best out of three. You got to know all three. You got to know. You got to be listening. So all this week at 8:20. But tickets for that show go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Again, Jason Aldean, Amphitheater on October the 28th. Tampa Bay connection to the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Last night, they ended up beating the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35. Two players from the Kansas City Chiefs went to USF right here. One of them went to high school right here in St. Pete. That is Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He went to Lakewood High School and played wide receiver for the USF Bulls. And the backup center is Austin Ryder. He also went to USF. So there you go, the Tampa Bay connection
for
the Super Bowl champions. And finally, here's something I'm going to be into. Super Mario World is coming to Florida, but not until 2025. This is the expanded Universal Epic Universe Park that will include the Super Nintendo World. It is going to have a Mario Kart ride. You have to. It's iconic. It's Mario Kart. It's going to have a Toadstool Cafe and little Easter eggs that you will notice all over the park from all the games that go back to the original Nintendo, which will be great. But again, not until summer of 2025, Universal's Epic Universe Park. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Let the dogs out!
Well, it is but Monday. We want to tell you about Mila today. She is an absolutely gorgeous dog and truly a special one. She's happy, sweet, and eager to please. Now, she is deaf and visually impaired, but she loves her daily walks and makes a great cuddle partner.
Now, Mila is just 2 years old. She's about 72 pounds. She's an all-American girl, and she's going to do best in a home that doesn't have any small children. But she is a very sweet and adorable dog. You got to see the pictures on our website and go visit her at Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete.
Let's get Mila home. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin, thanks for waking up with us every single day. Appreciate the heck out of you. All right, Lana, highlight of the show.
Well, we got to announce another big concert. Jason Aldean is coming to Tampa this year. He's going to be here October 28th, and he's bringing along Mitchell Tenpenny and Corey Kent. And then we had a chance to give out a pair of tickets. I love giving away free concert tickets because we know, very first pair. We know how expensive they are. And now you've got something to look forward to. Yes, it's not until October, but you still have something to look forward to. So I love doing those kinds of things.
All right, Kevin.
Mine is that there was a song that Lana sang on Friday for the Super Bowl. It was actually for the Puppy Bowl. It was called All of Me to Half of Me by Thomas Rhett. Well, JR told the story about how his girlfriend's kids were singing Lana's version of that song all weekend.
That's right. Yeah, way to go, girls.
Adopt another dog. Oh, boy. I really like the one on Team Fluff.
Who won, by the way?
He's black and white and has a really long tail. I think I'm gonna name him Dale.
Everybody.
All of me is gonna watch the Puppy Bowl. Better than the Eagles getting out of control. Although I will miss the product information, I'd rather watch a young puppy Dalmatian.
Unbelievable. Oh, wait, you want the rest?
But it's already been decided. Puppies versus the NFL players. All of me is watching the Puppy Bowl instead. But maybe a little bit of Stapleton, too.
Climbing up the charts.
I heard that all weekend long. All weekend.
I love so, that it was her version of song.
And then when it came on at QYK, we were listening to it this weekend, when it came on QYK, then yes, that version was being sung.
I'd rather watch the Puppy Bowl instead.
I love it. Very cool. All right, here's the details on the Jason Aldean show that Lana just mentioned. It's a good day to have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.